بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Yesterday we discussed at length the fact that this month of Muharram is amongst what we call Arba'atun Hurum, the four sacred months of the Islamic calendar. And that the sacredity or the sanctity that is afforded this month is not because of the martyrdom of any personality, or that this month is not linked with us being displaying some form of mourning, or that nikah etc. is prohibited in this month. But the sanctity of this month is from the right in the beginning, where Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. That the count of the month of the Islamic calendar, or the count of the month of the calendar, is 12. And from this, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, from the time of the creation of the heavens and the earth, of these, four are sacred. Amongst them is this month of Muharram. The martyrdom of the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, occurring in this month of Muharram, and occurring particularly on the 10th day of Muharram, the sanctity of this month is not because of that. But it is in fact Allah's sharaf and honor upon the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah Ta'ala chose this particular day, the 10th of Muharram, the 61st year of the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that, obviously, it was a very, very sad, in fact a black mark on the history of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that such a grave sacrilegious act could have occurred, where not just the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but almost 16 to 17 of the Ahl Bayt, the beloved family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was slaughtered in such a merciless manner. But as I've reiterated, the sanctity of this month is not because of that. In fact, with regards to, on the one hand, what should we do in the month of Muharram? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith is there, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي تُسَمُّونَهُ مُحَرَّمٌ. He said that the most virtuous fast that we can keep after the month of Ramadan is شَهْرُ اللَّهِ, is the month of Allah, that is this month of Muharram. In other words, prolifically, as far as possible, try and increase our nafil fast in this month. With regards to the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, it's mentioned that anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhal al-Madina fawajada al-Yahuda siyaman yawma Ashura. That Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Medina, he found the Jews of Medina would fast on the day of Ashura. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, "Ma hadha al-yawm alladhi tasumunahu? Why is it that you people are fasting on this day?" So they said, "Hadha yawmun azim anjallahu fihi Musa wa qawmahu wa gharraqa fir'aun wa qawmahu." They said, "This is a very great day, a very sanctified day, because this is the day in which Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun and his army. And this is the day that Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel salvation from the tyranny of Fir'aun. So this is why we are fasting on this day, to acknowledge the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that occurred on the 10th of Muharram, on the day of Ashura. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Nahnu أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ." We have a greater right upon Musa alayhi salam than you people. We Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as an affirmation of the Shariat of Musa alayhi salam, whereas the Yahud and the Nasara, they destroyed the Shariat of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. So he said that, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ وَأَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. We have a greater right to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. فَصَامَهُ وَأَمَرَ بِسِيَامِهِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the fast of the day of Ashura. And he commanded the Ummah also to fast on Ashura. In fact, some ulama of the opinion that before the farziyat, before the fast of Ramadan was made farz and obligatory, to fast on the day of Ashura was farz. And thereafter it was abrogated when the farziyat of the fast of the month of Ramadan came. The reason I am mentioning that is for us to realize how much this fast was emphasized. Yes, there's no sin if you leave it out. But if you have to fast on the day of Ashura, it's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, تُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. That one whole year's sins, the past year's sins, Allah Ta'ala will forgive if you fast on the day of Ashura. Only caveat to this is that it's mentioned in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a very, very strong aversion in the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in doing anything that resembled the Yahud and the Nasara. He said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." If you will imitate another nation, Allah will raise you from amongst them. So, because this fast of Ashura, the Jews at that time were observing it. So there was this possibility that we could be making mushabahat. We could be imitating the Jews in fasting on the day that they also fast. So for this reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in the hadith. He said, لَإِنْ حَيِّتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلْ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ. In the last year of his life, he said, if Allah keeps me alive to the next year, CG-77. What car is it? No, no. CG-77, whoever's car this is, you are requested to please remove the car. So he said that if I have to remain alive till the next year, I will fast on the 9th. So ulama say that if we are observing this fast of Ashura, it is better to add one fast to it. Either fast on the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. So that there is no trace or no chance of us making mushabahat and imitating the Yahud or the Nasara. Important point we learn from this, that if even in ibadat, even in ibadat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such a strong aversion to imitating anything to do with the Yahud and the Nasara or the Ghair, then how can it possibly be allowed in Islam, in our dressing, in our conduct at home, in the manner in which we conduct ourselves, in our holidays, in our celebrations, in any aspect, that we should be making mushabahat or that we should be imitating the Yahud and the Nasara. If even in ibadat we are not allowed, so in other aspects obviously we can understand from this that we should. Islam has its own conduct, it has its own moral code, it has its own identity. And we as Muslims, without any element of insecurity, or without any element of having or feeling this inferiority complex, we should, as much as possible, try and adorn ourselves with the identity, with the conduct, with the dignity, with the honor of Islam. Coming back to this point of fasting, particularly Nafil fast. One is the fast of Ashura, as I mentioned, the day before and the day after we add to it. Over and above that, we find from the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Afdalu siyam," the most virtuous fast after Ramadan is Muharram. So as much as possible, we should try and increase our Nafil fast in this month. And in the light of that, I'm mentioning one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the great virtue that Allah Ta'ala has kept One is obviously the physical benefits of fasting, spiritual benefits of fasting. Through fasting there is Hava ZG77XNZN. This car is obstructing, please remove it, whoever owns this car. من صام يوما ابتغاء وجه الله بعده الله من نار جهنم كبعد غراب طار وهو فرخ حتى مات هرما. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, now this is obviously nafil fast, outside the fast of Ramadan. He said, a person who fasts one day seeking the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will distance him from Jahannam, the distance that he takes for a bird that starts flying when it's a little baby and carries on flying for its entire life until it drops dead out of old age. The distance that that bird will cover, Allah will distance you from Jahannam for fasting one day. Abu Umama says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give me some advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alayka bis-sawm. O Abu Umama, hold on to fasting. In other words, nafil fast. Fast as much as you can. Why? فَإِنَّهُ لَا عَدْلَ لَوْ. I cannot find any good deed that will give you as much reward as nafil fast. We find that it's mentioned that Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah mentions the athar أَنَّ الصَّائِمِينَ تُوضَعُ لَهُمْ مَائِدَةٌ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ فَيَأْكُلُونَ وَالنَّاسُ فِي حِسَابٍ. That those who used to fast prolifically, a special dastarkhan will be set up for them underneath the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. They will be eating and the rest of the people will be in hisab and reckoning. So the people seeing this, they will say, مَا بَالُ هَاُولَىٰ يَأْكُلُونَ وَنَحْنُ نُحَاسَبْ. How is it? We are, for us, hisab and reckoning is taking place. These people are eating, enjoying themselves underneath the arsh of Allah. It will be the response. The malaika will say, "Kanu yasumun wa antum tuftirun." In the dunya, they were fasting, you were eating and enjoying yourself. Today, they will enjoy yourself while you people are in hisab. Another is mentioned where Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Haqqa, "Kulu washrabu hani'a bima aslaftum fil ayyam al-khaliya." Eat and drink. Enjoy yourself because of the good deeds, what you put forward in the days that passed. Mujahid and others amongst the Mufassirin of the Quran, they say, Nazalat fis sawam. This verse or this Basharat and glad tidings, Kulu washrabu hani'a, was revealed with regards to those who fast prolifically. Man taraka lillahi ta'amahu wa sharabahu wa shahwatahu. That person who for Allah's sake will give up his eating, his drinking, and his desires. أَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِّن ذَلِكَ. In return for this, Allah will give him better. تَعَامًا وَشَرَابًا لَا يَنْفَدْ. Food and drink that will never ever come to an end. That is the food and drink of Jannah. وَأَزْوَاجًا لَا يَمُوتْ. And such wives will never ever expire or never ever pass away. In other words, Allah Ta'ala, whatever you sacrifice in this world, in return for it, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give you better in Akhirat, in other words, better in Jannah. So whilst fasting outside Ramadan is not compulsory, we should try and get into a habit. For example, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regularly on a Monday and Thursday he would fast. 13th, 14th and 15th of the month Islamic calendar, Ayyam-e Bir, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would fast. Over and above that, Nabi Abbas, this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, there is one door of Jannah that Allah Ta'ala has kept for those who fast prolifically. It's mentioned that once they enter, the sa'imeen enter, then that door will be closed. In other words, the other Jannatis will enter from other doors, but this door has been reserved for those who fast prolifically. With regards to, just to complete, we've run out of time, we hear a lot of other things that Adam alayhi salam was created on Ashura, Qiyamah will occur on Ashura. A lot of other things they say. Ibrahim alayhi salam put the knife on the neck of Ismail alayhi salam on Ashura. This happened on Ashura, that happened on Ashura. We find that to a very large extent, a lot of these things are not supported by authentic ahadith or riwayats and narrations. So far as Musa alayhi salam's qawm, nation being saved from Fir'aun, this is supported by the clear hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. So it's not necessary for us to delve into other things or even repeat these other things which are not substantiated by authentic proof. Whatever we find in the sahih ahadith is sufficient for us to establish the authenticity of anything. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.